Some of you may know I run a homeless shelter. I found myself in a conversation in the kitchen with a few of the guys about their favorite dish. It got pretty intense. Some people are very strong about their macaroni and cheese. They're concerned about the dish that's brought to the table. Some concerned about how ham is cooked, whether it's smoked or honey baked. Some are concerned about the side dishes. Very speak strongly about what they like. This conversation ended up going to their favorite ingredient. One guy was strong about cheese. Very passionate. Not even from Wisconsin, I don't get it. One guy was strong about sugar. One guy is really passionate about meat. To him, meat is the main ingredient to everything. Bacon is his world. But I told him my main ingredient is water, because it's always needed. It's needed in every dish, and our body needs it. Water is a sign of life. We're looking for it on Mars at this day. What is brought to the table is key to a lot of people. In a way, the scriptures today ask us what we bring to the table. Not the dinner table, but the table of life. What's in our heart? We're asked to look at ourselves and what we bring and what's in our heart. Because what's in the heart comes out of the mouth. Words can build each other up. Words can tear people down. It all depends on how we look at a situation, how we observe our environment around us, and how we take it in and then share that with others, good or bad. It's up to us. But the scripture tells us we need to be very careful about our word. We need to be more positive in our speech. Our heart need to be focused on what God wants us to be aware of. But at times, how do we deal with that? I remember a time when, you know how people go around and circulate Christmas cards or birthday cards, and they want you to sign them? There was going to be a nun who's bringing one around. And I always just say, write what's on your heart. Well, when she came up to me, there was nothing there. You know, I was just drinking coffee. And I was like, man, this coffee's good. And she sprung this card on me. They want me to write something emotional, something that's going to impact another person's life. I had nothing. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it's like that. Just living life and not really focusing on what's important. There's no emotion connected with anything. Just day-to-day things on automatic pilot. But God tells us we need to be more aware of what's going on and be able to put positive words on it so we can lift each other up, care for each other. Lent is near. And the church calls us to do the same through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. You know, this is my 37th Lent. Yep, I'm counting. I'm a convert, so this is my 37th Lent. I remember back in the 80s, I was really concerned about trying to get companies to invest their money from South Africa, trying to fight the apartheid. And in the 90s, I was more concerned about where I'm going to live. You know, do I want to live in Chicago, Wisconsin, Alaska? You know, where am I going to settle at? Today, I look around the world, and I look at our political world and our safety or lack of safety in our community, lack of employment, the homeless issues. And how do I prepare my heart for this? You know, how do I prepare myself? How do I go into Lent with my surroundings having me greatly concerned? My praying, fasting, and almsgiving. But the word calls us to go deeper. And Lent is near. And we have time to slow things down and look at our lives. Look inward so we have a better view externally. No matter what occurs during this time, no matter how I fast, but I pray that things get better. I pray that things go better for us all. That my words and our words and the family members and our friends and their lives be like a fresh cup of cold water in a warm day. And that our presence of St. James here on Wabash will be like a river, bringing fresh water to this community, providing food and nourishing the land. So, as Ash Wednesday approaches, Lent is near, St. James, let's be water. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Dick. Amen.